There you go, that's the Yardbirds there, and For Your Love. And I now have Megan Kennedy, and she's an artistic director of Junk Ensemble Dance Theatre Company. Hello, good afternoon, Megan, how are you?
Good afternoon, I'm great, thank you.
Well,
how
I have
are
to
you?
Say, the critics have been ecstatic about the Times and the Independent about the show. Give us a bit of background to the show called Dusk Ahead.
Sure. We're investigating the hour between dog and wolf, so that hour of dusk when you're not quite sure what you're seeing is real or imagined. So we're looking at the liminal spaces that occur, the transitionary periods, and the metamorphosis, so the change between safety to danger that happens during that hour of dusk. And the way we're exploring that is through the use of blindness, so the dancers are blindfolded at certain moments during the show. We're really interested in the vulnerability that occurs at that moment where you can't see anything at all, and how real the movement occurs, because it's literally instinctual. So really looking at going into the animal side, the wildness that occurs in that liminal space.
Okay, and I'm sure when you talk about dusk, most people, and done through dance and the sort of transformative time of the evening, I think most drivers will recognise that's one time of the day that people hate driving. Just that period of time, absolutely hate it myself, and I'm sure everyone feels about that. And you're trying to get that across, well, you were getting it across through dance.
Exactly. Through the lighting and through the set also, we have the set is designed by Sabine D'Argent and the lighting is Sarah Jane Shields, and we've really created this kind of gorgeous space where there are a lot of transformings that happen on stage. So there's some golden threads, hundreds of golden thread that come down from the stage all the way up to the ceiling and goes across the audience's head as well. And the way that it's lit, you're really not quite sure sometimes what we're seeing is there or if it isn't. As you say, it is that dangerous moment where it feels like your eyes are failing you, but perhaps it's just that your other senses are picking up at different times. So by bringing in the blindfold aspect, we're definitely putting challenges to the performers with their sight and their visibility levels. Also, we've brought in the notion of attachment. So just like day is attached tonight, we've brought in a human attachment and mutual dependency. So at certain moments, the dancers are attached by the hair or they're attached by the lip. One performer is attached to a chair the whole time and they're attached to a rope. So really this feeling that human beings have to be together, whether they can see or whether they can't. So the mutual dependency is something we're really interested in.
Sounds absolutely fascinating. And I suppose a lot of lights come into the equation as well, because just thinking about what I said about the cars, that depending on the time of year as well, when dusk comes, if it's a sunny type of a day, it has a whole new criteria to it altogether.
It's true. You can see those prolonged shadows when it has been a sunny day, for instance. So shadows really quite a lovely thing to play with in a theatre space. So the lighting design has reflected that. You can't actually see the source of light. So at dusk, you don't really know where the light is coming from. Mm-hmm. So we've hidden the source of light and played with these different shadows that can fall through the golden threads that overlie the entire stage. Okay. There's also a live cellist on stage, which reflects the stage, the setting, and the performers play music and they sing also. So it's something for everyone.
So they have to the performers have to play and sing and dance, through the course of the show.
They do. Yeah, everyone has to be very well-rounded these days.
Busy time. Just to mention, anyway, it's two in around Dublin, the Project Arts Theatre on the 6th and the 7th, then you're out in the Pavilion in Dundeary on the 10th. And then you're moving up to Cork, down to Cork, I should say, as well, and moving around. It sounds like a fascinating piece. What's the duration of it?
It's 65 minutes on the button.
Nearly the same time as a movie. It absolutely sounds fascinating. Getting something like this together, is it an original piece?
Exactly. We devised it, myself and my twin sister, Jessica Kennedy, are the co-artistic directors of Junk Ensemble. And so we had a research and development period for 2 weeks before going into the rehearsal space with the cast, where we came up with many of the movement tasks and the images and the ideas behind our original concept. And then when we got into the rehearsal space with the performers, it's five dance artists and one live cellist. We began devising the piece with them. So it's very much a collaborative project with the performers as well as the designers. And the sound design is by Dennis Clossy, and it's a really gorgeous sound design, quite classical. And of course, there's a live cello that comes on top of that. So we really do try and work with everyone in a collaborative manner, and particularly in creating the material.
Okay, and you'll be going to Belfast at the end of the month.
That's right, yeah, we go to Belfast on the 23rd and we go to Limerick as well.
Okay, so people can look up all the... I'm just looking at the different places it's in. Do you have a website there in the Ensemble Dance Theatre Company?
Yes, it's junkensemble.com is the best place to find all the information. So junkensemble.com, and that can lead you to booking all the tickets, or alternatively you can go to venue websites.
Okay, so anyway, it's on next week in the Project Arts Theatre. It's on at 8 o'clock on the 6th and the 7th, and then out in the pavilion on Dunleary on the 10th. And people can look up on the website for the rest of the venues around the country and of course up north. So thank you very much, Megan, for talking to us today. And I don't think you need my good luck, but good luck anyway with the show, and I'm sure it's going to be a great success.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.